Twitter.
Flex and Frooms.
Flex and Frooms.
This is the Flex and Frooms Catch Up Podcast.
Hello, Loveline.
Flexi, we got a DM from a woman. This is spicy. It's a relationship question about an ex. So strap in, boys. Hey, Flex Rooms and Mickey. Mickey, you've really transcended the producer tag. I'm not going to lie, the third co-host. Please keep an on for this one. Don't want to get in any trouble. My ex from 10 years ago reached out to me and I'm still in shock and admittedly haven't chatted to anyone but you girls about this till now. Me and my ex, let's call him Greg, were high school sweethearts. We got together after formal LOL, Jeffrey Campbell's, etc., stand up. And we were together throughout first year, second year uni. Greg was always quite smart. Back in 2011, he got very excited about the prospect of Bitcoin. I thought it was all a bit silly at the time, lol, but Greg wasn't spending crazy amounts. I think it was only $500 for a coin. So I didn't really get involved. For Christmas one year, there was some sort of deal going on, like buy a Bitcoin, get one free. I told him to put in half $250 to give to him for Christmas as his gift. Greg and I broke up not long after that. Ooh. And it wasn't a nasty breakup. We just grew apart and needed some time after high school. I feel like it's a post-schoolies breakup is the vibe that I'm getting. Fast forward last week. It's been more than 10 years and I get a DM on Insta requests. We unfollowed each other long ago. It's Greg. Here's what he said. Hey, ex. Okay. Long time no see. This is a bit weird, but I have something to ask you. Bear with me, this is not a scam. As you know, I spent a fair bit in Bitcoin when we were together and I've decided to start selling some of it. When I went through my portfolio, I remembered you pitched in and bought me a Bitcoin for Christmas. It felt wrong to not message you before I did it, but if I sell the Bitcoin you bought me, would you want half the money? There would be no strings attached, promise. Think about it and let me know as I need the money right now. Happy to call, but I don't have your number. Let me know, Greg. Girls, I was shook, she said. The going price for Bitcoin at that moment was 50K. And as much as I needed the money, something feels wrong about taking money from a man I haven't spoken to in years.
And it was a gift, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's making me feel icky. And I think my current partner would be uncomfortable about the whole thing. It's stressing me out, girlies. What the F do I do?
I mean, Bitcoin, is it going for 50K currently?
No. But this was then. Listen, we need to talk about this.
So it's just down, from 80 or something.
It's 53K right now.
Yeah.
One year ago, I reckon it got up to 80. I bought it when it was 63,000. Idiot. I've got one thing to say to you, Ms. Girl. Of course you're going to take the money.
Nah.
Are you crazy?
Nah.
$25,000. Tell me why.
The circumstances are strange. I don't understand the motivation of someone you haven't spoken to in 10 years. You pitched in for half a Bitcoin as a gift. If I gave you a Chanel perfume as a gift and then 10 years later, you're like, hey, I'm selling it, consignment, I'm actually getting 5K for it. Do you want half because you gave me a gift? You'd be like, I'm not entitled to anything you get from this. He probably doesn't want to withdraw on himself because of the tax implications on him.
That's not how it works, though.
Yeah, but to split it in half, how are you going to do that? Put some coins in her wallet, let her hold it for a bit.
No, he's going to give her the cash.
Is he?
Well, why would he reach out?
Exactly. Why would he reach out? It sounds shady, Boots. If this guy was into Bitcoin 10 years ago, the kind of literacy he has about what to do with it and what not to do it with it far exceeds her. And from her, as you said before, someone who's not like who's someone who has a rudimentary understanding of it, from her perspective, she's like, oh my God, I feel icky because you're going to give me money. Why would someone 10 years into the Bitcoin game be thinking about giving you any kind of money?
I think that he's had a kumbaya come to God moment and is like, I want to spread love and peace.
This same guy who would have had a kumbaya come to Jesus moment when Bitcoin was at $86,000 per coin. I don't think so. Something shady is happening.
Look,
leave yourself out of it, sis. If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
No, I say take the money and run. You're with Flex and Frooms. Okay. Take your current boyfriend on a holiday. Then you'll have something to say about it. All expenses trip to Fiji. Okay.
Pay your taxes, everyone.
You've been listening to the Flex and Frooms Daily Podcast. For more, tune in to Cater on DAB or stream it on iHeartRadio.